And then working with the conservation district, me kind of just pick the producers that we work with. It's not so much ranked. And a lot of times I work with ones that are working with NRCS to kind of help cover the back end of what they're working on their projects. Well, I've done some over in Paiute County. I've got one that doesn't rank with NRCS because he's a Sorensen, so he can't qualify with his AGI. He is the doctor, and so owns pretty much all of Utah. And so, but they've got a bad problem with Russian olive. So I would go in and work with their land manager and get those projects done.
Does that work on both farm and range?
Yep. So we can work on anything.
Any invasive species?
Any invasive species, yep. It can work on public ground, it can work on private ground, it can work on, whatever we need to get rid of the problem.
So where I can't get funded from the NRCS in our project for Tamarack, I can apply for an ISM grant.
We can have the conservation apply for the ISM grant, and we can work with you and get rid of that issue.
So we apply for the grant?
Yeah, it would go through a conservation district.
We have to give it a whirl.
And then when you do that, you get an admin fee as well. So that stays in the conservation district. We can ask for, I usually ask for like 6%, but you can ask for 10%.
And then you can pay for water.
Yeah.
And then you can use that money for other projects. I've had them use them for dinners. I've had them use them for sponsorships, you know, things like that. So.
Is there rules with that grant? Like amounts, like terms?
Just our basic rules.
Is there a limit?
I can ask for...
You can't disturb any ancient burial sites.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Yeah, we can't do that.
Those invasive species are...
For like squirrels and gophers?
No.
Plants.
Yes, plants. Yeah, but yeah, the invasives.
We'll have to have a discussion on what that was.
Yeah,
No towns and squirrels.
No towns and squirrels. I don't think I can quite get that passed through Department of Ag. But I don't know when that's going to come open yet. We just had a training on that just right before Christmas. They may be changing grant, the way they submit the grants, and so we're just waiting to hear about that. But they usually have it open like a month and a half, so I'll let you guys know. Just to start, something to start out with, you know, if we do the Tamarack and get that finished, you know, that project with the strategic funding. And if we get enough and we work with the Finlinsons, and then we work with, you know, there's another producer that needs help, we can do that. Because typically there's like two or three different producers that we've worked with in the past. So, you know, if it's like something they've worked with NRCS and that. And then I sent this to the chairs and the clerks, but we found out that conservation districts or special service districts, so if you work with other special service districts, that you do not need to post your yearly meeting schedule in a local paper. You just have to put it on the public notice website. So that's something we've now... So I have the notice requirements and the codes if you wanted to.
Does that include our budget meeting and things?
Budget meeting just has to be on the public notice website, but you do have to post it on like the doors and things like that.
Does it have to be in the paper now?
It doesn't have to be in the paper.
I would have thought the budget hearing did.
Yeah.
So that's...
No, nope, just as long as
it's... What doors do we have to put it on?
Just the door where you're holding the meeting at.
Sweet. Progress just lost.
On your front door.
Progress just lost some revenue.
Yeah, you know, it's things, yeah, they have this website for you guys, so that's what it's. And a lot of people subscribe to it. It's amazing how many people actually subscribe to it. And then my last thing is Dan Stevens. I don't know if you've seen him in the office lately, but the UACD doesn't have very much money left to pay him. So he's pretty much done. They've like run out of his grant money, and he knows. So he's just kind of finishing up his last few projects and is going to retire, even though he said that a while ago, and he just kind of keeps, he said he keeps working because they keep giving him projects to do. So I'm not.
So once they're out of money,
well, that's
it. So, but yeah, they'll be. And so I keep trying to push Department of Ag, because we did have a full-time person here, you know, Brian Bosch years ago, and then others along the way. We need help over here, because it's hard for the other planters that live in San Pete County or other places to come over all the time. And but they are willing to do it. But we need somebody here that works. So we're going to keep pushing on that, and I'll keep working with Tyrell and with NRCS and see if we can get Department of Ag to help get us somebody full time here.
Great. Then you got to find someone.
Yeah, that's the other part too. Then we got to, you know, or somebody local if you're lucky. Yeah.
Then you got to want them here.
And then you're gonna, that. But that's all I have today.
All right. So I think you've got signatures for Sarah forms.
They're done. That's
very good. We can adjourn.
You make a motion, we adjourn.
Okay. I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye.